Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together from Psalter 382, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 4. O Lord, thou hast searched me and dost know. Wherever I rest, wherever I go, thou knowest all that I have planned, and all my ways are in thy hand. And what follows, 382, the first four stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, the verses 24 through 45. First, we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Luke 1, the verses 24 through 45. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. And in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou wast found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days, and went into the hill country with haste, into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that, when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. John Cluck, who was admitted to the hospital with pneumonia and COVID, and the Bethesda residents and staff. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it is pleased thee in thy merciful providence, that thou wast granted unto us and our children another Lord's Day. On this beautiful winter day, then the doors of thy house have yet been opened, and a portion of the congregation was privileged that they could come to thy house. And the greatest part are called upon to listen along at home. Lord, then thy kind goodness, then thy sparing, thy caring hand as you had been over us as a congregation in the midst of the trials of life. But then thou wast not taken one away by the cold hand of death, while each and every one is lying under that sentence by nature, because thou wast said to our first parents, that they that thou eateth thereof, thou shalt surely die. And we have taken of that forbidden fruit, we have plunged ourselves into the greatest misery. The consequences of sin are deep. And yet in thy loving kindness, then thou yet granteth many good and precious things unto us and our children, ah, Lord. And may it please thee in this morning hour, because it is a matter that is not found in the natural heart, and that is that humility and that bewonderment, that the sun may yet rise over us, and that the earth may still bear us, and that we may still have a place on top of the earth, that we have not been laid under the earth, and a deep impression of what we deserve, because our sins are manifold, and our heart dwelleth no good, but only evil. Then surely, then thy long suffering is great, ah, Lord. Then in the realm of nature, then thou causest the wind to blow, and there is no one that can stop thee and say, what doest thou? And may it please thee in this morning hour also to blow mightily with the Spirit in the hearts of young and old, that matters may take place, that shall have value for time, and that shall have value for that never-ending eternity. And may it please thee to magnify thy wonders of thy free and sovereign grace amongst us and our children. Then we have heard out of thy holy word that thou wast visited thy church, that thou wast done wonders, oh, it could not be hid. The fullness of time has come, Lord. May it please thee to remember thy church, and thou shalt remember thy church, because thy church is engraven upon the palms of thy dear Son. But may it please thee to remember her in a special way, that thou may revive her. Oh, in the time of Advent for the Old Testament church, it was a dark time, it was a still time, and yet thou had a remnant, and, ah, Lord, then we have heard out of thy holy word that thou had visited thy remnant, and that thou hast revealed such wonderful things, Lord. Wilt thou grant in this morning hour and in this day the work of thy Holy Spirit, that that missing may be experienced? Because if we never become a missing and a seeking soul, then we shall never need that child that was born in the stable, that was born in the manger, ah, Lord. Thou knowest that it is all thy work, from the beginning to the end. But thou hast appointed the means of grace, and thou hast promised to bless those means, that they shall not return void unto thee. And to that end, may it please thee in this hour, that sinners may be converted by thee unto thee, that they may learn to cry unto thee, oh, to learn that separation that is so wide, that can never be bridged over from our side. But now it has pleased thee. Thou wast thought out, and thou wast made a way to the glorification of all thy attributes, that fallen sons and daughters of Adam may be saved, Lord. Where that work is missing, may it please thee to work it today. And where thou hast begun, wilt thou grant those further advent exercises, to grant a visit to thy children, that they may be given to experience what it is to be loved with that precious love. To be given, to be comforted by those precious promises in thy word. To experience through the child that was born, to be redeemed by that precious blood, and to be justified by that precious faith, Lord. Then we have heard out of thy holy word, in that silent time, that the church has received visits, and that they have begun to sing thy praises with that vehement desire that thy name may be honored and glorified, Lord. In these dark and solemn times, where thou art speaking so clearly and so loudly, forsake and forget us not. Give us not over to the hardening of the heart, but may the inner chambers, may they be more filled. May there be a crying unto thee with an acknowledgement of our great guilt, but an asking for thy mercy. That is our only hope and our only expectation, O wonder-doing God. And may it please thee then to do wonders from heaven. And then thy speaking, then it has come closer in our midst. We remember all the sick and all the afflicted. Remember the old father in the hospital in his weak condition. Lord, and may it please thee to bless the means. And may it be granted unto him upon that hospital bed, what the psalmist of old has declared. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and delivered him out of all his troubles. Lord, above all things, remember his never-dying soul. Remember all those that are near and dear unto him. And then we commend unto thee our Bethesda, the residents, those that are sick. Wilt thou remember the administrator and the staff when they are overwhelmed, Lord? May their eyes be upon thee and grant a deep impression that with all the means that may be used, they need to be blessed by thee. Wilt thou remember their residence? Wilt thou grant strength? Wilt thou grant healing? And that this solemn calling, that it may be used, that it may be accompanied by thy Holy Spirit, that never-dying souls may be saved. Lord, remember all the sick. Remember all the afflicted. Remember all those that need healing. Remember those that need strengthening. And when thou grantest strength and health, may we not all take it for granted, Lord. We have to confess that we are such ungrateful creatures, but wilt thou grant an impression that our life is so frail, the brittle thread of our life, only a stub between us and death, and that is for the healthy, that is for the sick. And may we be given to examine our hearts, how we use our health and how we use our strength, whether it is only for self and for the things pertaining to this temporal life, or whether it is also for thy kingdom and the glory of thy name, Lord. Remember all the elderly ones. We remember the mourning ones, widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children and other dear ones to the grave, where those empty places are so sorely seen, felt, and experienced. Oh, do continue to uphold them. Wilt thou remember all the handicapped ones, the ones that have difficulties with their bodies, difficulties with their mind. Oh, wilt thou encourage them. Above all things, wilt thou save them. Lord, remember thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth. And may there be a large ingathering. And may the kingdom of Satan be disturbed. And may it be broken down. May it be diminished. And may the glorious kingdom of Jesus Christ, may it be expanded. May it be multiplied. And may it be built up. Lord, be now mindful of us in this morning hour. Dwell richly amongst us. Pour out thy Holy Spirit in speaking and in listening. Wilt thou be in thy house? Wilt thou be in the dwellings? Work lovingly and irresistibly in the hearts of young and old. Lord, we have to confess that we have nothing to plead upon, but wilt thou do it for thy honor and for thy glory. Oh, do visit and answer us. Lord, may it please thee to accept a few feeble words of thanksgiving, but also of petition in the pardoning of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 449, the stanzas 1 and 2. Behold, how good and how pleasant is the union when brethren in the Lord have sweet communion. It is like the oil on Aaron's head that running down into his beard is spread, the oil that flows upon his priestly dress, anointing him to holiness, and what follows. 449, 1 and 2. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. And then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Luke 1 at the verses 42 through 45. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Our text words speak of the song of Elizabeth, with four thoughts. In the first place, at the time of this song. In the second place, the illumination in the song. In the third place, the humility in this song. And in the fourth place, the faith in this song. The song of Elizabeth, the time, the illumination, the humility, and the faith in this song. A beloved congregation, then in our text words, then we may consider the first song of five songs that are recorded in Luke 1 and 2. And maybe our boys and girls, they know most of those songs. The song of Elizabeth the first. Then the song of Mary. Then the song of Zacharias. The song of the angels. And the song of Simeon. Four different centuries. 400 years, of course. The Lord still had a remnant in those days, because the Lord shall always have a remnant upon this earth, it is true. The one time the number shall be greater, and another time there shall be less, but also in that 400 years, there was a remnant that feared the Lord. Oh, do we not read in Isaiah 64, verse 1, Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow away at thy presence. The Lord shall have a people, it is true. Oh, he teaches them many lessons, and they learn many lessons when they are called to go through the depths. And now in our text words, then we may have the song of Elizabeth. Oh, what a precious gift it is that the Lord has given unto mankind a tongue, but that there have also been those in former generations that have put the Psalms into song. It is a means of grace. And how often it takes place that the Lord uses the singing for the instruction, for the comfort of a Zion. Oh, it is true. Many a times the church is given to sing old songs. And it is true, when the Lord makes the old new, then an old song may become new. But what a privilege it is when the Lord grants a new song to a child of God. I read thereof in Psalm 40, the verses 2 and 3. when the psalmist was given to declare that he was brought out of that horrible pit, out of that miry clay. And then he has declared, he has put a new song in my mouth. Ah, then the church may be given to rejoice. Then they may be given to sing of a new song, of new matters. Ah, when we consider our singing congregation, the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in vain, then how necessary that we are given to ask the Lord when we sing in the family circles, you do that right, family, that you sing together the psalters, that is a blessing, but also in church, because do we not have to confess what a thoughtless singing that we sing along, that we do our best, that is a blessing, but that the words do not make so much impression. But now, in our text words, the Lord has given new matters. Oh, that a church, because we read of a silent church for many years, does not mean they have never sung, but it is not recorded. But now in Luke 1 and 2, oh, then I read in verse 65 of this chapter, that fear came upon the dwellers of the hill country of Judea, and that they were given to speak of things that have transpired. Oh, what a blessed time. But then it begins with the children of God. Oh, in these chapters, in chapter 1, then we read of different ones that have received a visit from above. And now we read before our text words that a Mary, that she has hasted, and Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah. Boys and girls, why did Mary now arise? She lived in Nazareth. And then she went to the south, about 100 miles, and that with haste, that she went to that old Elizabeth. Ah, then matters has taken place. Mary, a young girl, that was filled with a tender fear of the Lord. Ah, what a blessing, because in this chapter, then the Lord has visited not only the old, but he has also visited the young. Oh, Mary, that has learned to seek after the Lord with those vehement desires. The service of the Lord has become precious unto her. Oh, then it cannot be different, because we read in Luke 4, verse 16, that there was a synagogue in Nazareth, and that Jesus has went up. Ah, then it cannot be different. Of course, that was 30 years later. But when that synagogue was present, that Mary, that it was her desire, because that is the life of a child of God. Ah, the service of God, and in his house, to hear how the Lord converts his people, congregation, let that also be amongst us. We live not in such easy times, not especially for the family circles, when they are called three-quarter of the time to spend in their dwellings, not so easy. And to that end, let our place never be empty, whether morning, afternoon, or evening. Ah, may we consider it yet a privilege that at least 1 in 4 services we may still come up to God's house. And let us always remember, could be the last Sabbath day that the Lord grants unto us. But now that young Mary, she has received a visit from the Lord. Oh, a special visit she has experienced and heard such unfathomable things. The angel Gabriel has come with such a glorious message that she would become the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, for 4,000 years, it was the prayer of pious souls, that of mothers, and later of the tribe of Judah, of the house of David, that would become their portion. Why was Mary now chosen? That was now the sovereignty of the Lord. And then Mary, oh, in a simple way, that simple faith of Mary, before we read of that unbelief of that old priest, Zacharias, that was so long on the way already, but now the simple childlike faith, she was given to ask for a little instruction. How can this be that I know this man? And then we read in verse 35, that the power of the highest shall come upon thee, the Holy Ghost, and that holy thing which would be born of her would be called the Son of God. And then, as an encouragement, that is the communion of saints, the communion with God, because in our text words, when we experience that communion of the saints, that follows the communion with God of Mary and of Elizabeth. And then as an encouragement, then the angel Gabriel has declared, behold thy cousin Elizabeth, she shall bear a son. There is nothing impossible with the Lord. And then Mary was simply given to say, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, those blessed visits that the child of God may receive. What a special visit that young Mary has received. Thus, young people, then we see it, that religion and the further leadings, they are not only for older people, but how that young Mary, that she has received so much from heaven, and now Mary has risen with haste. Why did she now go to Elizabeth, to the hill country of Judea, Hebron? Not written in this chapter, but when we compare it with Joshua 21, the verses 10 and 11, there it is specifically mentioned that the city of Hebron was a city in the hill country of Judea. Oh, it was a well-known place, the third dwelling place of Abram. It was one of the 48 cities that was given to the Levites, one of the 13 priestly cities, even one of the 6 cities of refuge. Oh, by that place, Hebron, there most of the patriarchs, they were buried. And now, why did Mary now have a desire to visit that old Elizabeth? Then in our text words in this chapter, then we do not read of a generation gap. Not such a good word to use, perhaps. Of course, our young people, they have different views than very old people. That is also in the providence of the Lord. Otherwise, it would be difficult for this world to continue. But congregation, when the Word of God, when it may have a central place, and more so, when the Lord works lovingly and irresistibly by His Holy Spirit, then the young and old, they flow together, because then they are all seekers. Then they desire a visit from heaven. Then they desire that communion. Then it is implied in our text words that Mary and Elizabeth, that they have known one another, because otherwise, why would Mary, with such an unfathomable, such a deep, such a mysterious message, why would she go to Elizabeth? It is implied that there were special bands. Oh, what a blessing it is when those spiritual bands may be laid. And now Mary, when she has heard that her old cousin Elizabeth, that she has conceived, it was her 6th month, then she had a desire that she may visit her and that they may speak of the things of the Lord. And what else? Oh, Mary, she received such an unfathomable and such a deep message, then with a hope and a desire that she may unburden her heart, that they may be given to speak one another from one heart to the other concerning the things of the Lord. Oh, in the house of Zacharias and Elizabeth, because we read in the first verses of this chapter that they were blameless, that they were righteous before the Lord. Oh, when the Lord works in our heart, then we have a desire to meet the people of God. Oh, it is true in the beginning, more to listen than to speak. Because when the Lord converts, when children are born in Zion, then they are born a crying, but then they have a desire. Ah, then they are even glad when they are invited. Can be. How is that with our girls? Many times you babysit, and are you no glad when you are asked in a dwelling where you may believe that the tender fear of the Lord dwells, that you are so glad and maybe perhaps hoping, praying that you may hear how the Lord converts his people, because that becomes the concern. Oh, what a beautiful type that Mary is when the Lord begins to work. Because when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, and when we may receive that good work of the Lord in our heart, then we become exercised. Then we receive those desires, and then we receive those longings. Then we have those questions and those riddles that we cannot answer. Then we desire to hear how the Lord converts his people. Then we desire to hear whether there are other souls that are walking upon the face of the earth with those riddles, with those perplexities, with the burdens of sin. Then for a Mary, then it was a desire. Oh, we read that she hasted. Then she was given to ponder what the angel has told unto her. Then she had a desire that she may unburden her heart. Thus she has went to experience that communion of saints, that those hearts may flow together. Oh, then undoubtedly you can picture it. Mary hasting to the city of Hebron to the south. And congregation, if you had to draw her out, then you would not draw her with an immodest dress, short hair, earrings, makeup, that worldly stuff. Let it not be found amongst us that the Lord is not grieved. No, when the Lord works in our heart, when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, then we learn our sinnership. That Mary has declared in her song, because she has declared, my soul rejoiceth in my Savior. Oh, Mary has experienced that she needed her son who would be born, the Holy One of Israel, the Lord Jesus Christ, that she may be delivered from her sins. But now for a Mary, oh, that journey to the south, perhaps 4 days. Oh, undoubtedly, that she has not spoken to so many people. where she was so busy because she has received a message that no one else upon the world has ever received, that she would receive a child without knowing a man, and he would be the Holy Son of God, the promised Messiah. But now for a Mary, how shall that now go? Because would that old Elizabeth, would she now take it over? Would she understand it? But the Lord has been a surprising God. Our second thought, the illumination in this song. Thus in our text words congregation, then we have two mothers where the unborn have put them to work. What a blessing that is. Mothers may be expecting that they may be put to work to receive those exercises at the throne of grace concerning the unborn. And now Mary, she has come to that dwelling. And then we read, and entered into the house of Zacharias. He is head of the house, although the house, the home, is the domain of the mother, the wife, under the headship of the husband. And she saluted Elizabeth. Why was that, boys and girls? Why did Mary now salute and greet Elizabeth and not Zacharias? I think you know the answer. Because Zacharias was dumb. Because of that great sin of unbelief, people of God, may that sin become the greatest sin. We read of that father in Mark 9, verse 24, I believe, help my unbelief. What it must have been for Zacharias, it is true. His dumbness was a token that the Lord would fulfill his word. He was given to behold that his dear wife was expecting John. Nevertheless, to be dumb. How many children of God are dumb? Many different reasons, holding on to a certain sin because of unbelief. Can also be that they despise the day of small things. And now what a wonder for Mary. She did not have to explain, did not have to unburden her heart. Then it became true for Mary what is experienced in the inner chamber that is proclaimed from the housetop. Because we read in our text, and it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. That was John the Baptist. Thus the wonderful works of the Lord, boys and girls, you know, that John the Baptist would be the forerunner for the Lord Jesus Christ, that he would not point to himself, but that he would point to Jesus, the Son of God, who would be born. And now already in the house of Zacharias and Elizabeth, by the work of the Holy Spirit, we cannot understand it, we cannot fathom it, but then already in our text words, And then John the Baptist is already the forerunner to point to the Son of God who would come in the fullness of time to save his people. Then we read, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. We read that word filled 6 times in Luke 1 and 3 times in Luke 2. Oh, what a special time it was for the church. May it be our prayer, congregation, that the Lord in these dark and these solemn times, that the Lord may also give such a special time to us as a people, and then among young and old, then it all flows together. That has been experienced. They were given to rejoice with those that rejoice, as they read in Romans 12, verse 15. We have sung together out of Psalm 133, Psalter 449, where it speaks of that brotherly love, the Holy Ghost. That speaks of the special influence of the Holy Spirit. And we read in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3, no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Ghost. And that has taken place in our text words. We read in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And to that end, oh, for Elizabeth, it was so clear, it was so sure, by the illumination of the Holy Spirit. Oh, what a wonder that was for Mary, because with her thoughts, how she must begin. Oh, when the Lord works, then we can have such riddles, and then we can be so shy, and then we can be so afraid to unburden our heart. Then our tongue can be so tied. Even though we have that desire, then there can be those tears shed, and that we say, Lord, shall I now have to go silent over the earth? For that people, then in the inner chamber, in secret, then they may be given to sing, but they learn more and more of their evil and their deceitful heart. But now for a Mary, oh, what an encouragement for the church. The Lord has taken it all over. Mary could just listen, and then she would hear what she was busy with. Then she may hear what she has experienced. Then her heart may be declared. And then Elizabeth, with a loud voice, because where the Spirit is, there is freedom. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women. Then it may be confirmed. Those are the same words which we read in verse 28, which the angel Gabriel has spoken to Mary. And children, you know that Elizabeth was not present. They lived far away. But now Elizabeth, by the work of the Holy Spirit, by the special enlightening, by the influence, then Elizabeth was given to repeat the same words as the angel Gabriel has declared to Mary. Oh, what that must have been for Mary. A confirmation. That is what the people of God desire. Oh, it is true. When the angel has come to Mary, then she was given to say, by that true saving faith, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it according to thy word, but that faith shall be attacked. And then the people of God, they have a desire that it may be confirmed. The psalmist in Psalm 119 verse 49, remember thy word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. There's such a soul in my midst that need a confirmation. And of course we need a word and a promise. But are there a few souls in this Advent season that are desiring for a confirmation that on this Sabbath day morning that you have begged the Lord that it may be given? Because that Advent people, that is a waiting church. That is an expectant church. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, O Mary. Then she was singled out by the sovereignty of the Lord, that she would become the mother of the promised seed of the Messiah. And then she is given to add, not to end in Mary, but then she was given to say, and blessed is the fruit, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Then by the illumination of the Holy Spirit, then Elizabeth was given to behold that Mary would become the mother of the promised Messiah. Mary would become the mother of Jesus, who was that Savior who would come to save his people from their sins. Mary would become the mother of Christ, who would be anointed to that threefold office. Then Elizabeth was given to behold that Mary would become the mother of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, whose dominion shall extend from the rivers to the ends of the earth. Then Elizabeth, with a holy joy and with a holy delight, then she was given to speak of that blessed fruit of the womb. For 4,000 years, the Old Testament church, they have prayed and they have waited. They have begged the Lord that the time would come, that they would be delivered, that they would be given to behold the wonderful things of the Lord. And now it is true, the Lord Jesus Christ has come. But now when he works by the Holy Spirit, and he uncovers his church to their manifold and great sins, when they learn that separation, then the Lord has an advent and a waiting people. And then they are given to ask, Lord, when shall now the time arrive? First they have to ask, because it is so hidden for the church. For Elizabeth, she had to be enlightened by the Holy Spirit. And so also for the child of God, that people learn that they are so ignorant in heavenly ways. And then they are given to us, Lord, is it now possible for such a sinner that has tried so hard to please thee, and a sinner still, that I may be converted? May it be granted. We read within Elizabeth that the child has leaped in her soul. May there be those souls when that precious mediator may be declared, the Lord Jesus Christ, and his necessity in his precious, as the bride has sung, that he is white and ruddy and the chiefest among 10,000s. And Peter has said, unto whom, to you whom believe, he is precious. Do we not read of those travelers to Emmaus that also had so many questions and so many riddles? Therefore, his name is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father. How necessary that counselor becomes. And now those travelers to Emmaus, with their questions, where it seemed to come to an end, And yet they were still speaking of him who their soul loved, who had been crucified on the cross of Calvary. But then when Christ, when he has opened the scriptures concerning himself, and then later they were given to say, did not our heart burn within us when the scriptures were opened? The Lord has a people that it may take place when they may hear of that precious child in his necessity, in his beauty, in his preciousness, that he is so adorable, that their heart may start to leap, and that the prayers may be multiplied. Lord, may I be given to behold that precious child in the manger of Bethlehem. Let us first sing the song of Mary, the stanzas 2, 3, and 4. The high I saw her low estate, and mighty things his hand hath done. His overshadowing power and grace makes her the mother of his son. And what follows? The Song of Mary, 2, 3, and 4. the song of Elizabeth, the time, the illumination, and now thirdly, the humility in this song. Then it is clear that in Elizabeth, that she was given to rejoice with a special blessing which the Lord has given unto Mary, that she would be privileged to become the mother of the promised Messiah, the Son of God. Then there is no envy, but then we may be given to rejoice with those that rejoice. Does not mean that there is not jealousy and envy in the life of a child of God, when that flesh comes to the foreground. But when the Holy Spirit may work, then Elizabeth, then she was given to be glad with that young Mary. Then already, then she is said in Luke 1 verse 25, that the Lord has dealt with me, the Lord has looked on me to take my reproach. And now concerning that humility, that now is the fruit of grace, humility, bowing in the dust, a denial of self with a vehement desire that the Lord may receive all the honor and the glory. And then she says, what it must have been for Mary cannot be different, that the tears have flowed, that she was given to be wonder her faithful God, where she has undoubtedly wondered, how must I now relate it to that old Elizabeth, that I am with child and without a man, but now the Lord has taken care for everything. The people of God, they have such a faithful God. The Lord shall take care of everything when they may leave it in His hands. And what a grace it is for a child of God to truly leave it in the hands of the Lord. That childlike trust does not mean we are not responsible. We are called to use the means. But for a Mary, what it must have been when her life, when her heart was declared, when the riddles were solved. Does that ever take place, people, in the house of God? And when we open the scriptures, and now that true humility, and then she was given to say, and whence is this to me? That has become the wonder for that old Elizabeth, that the Lord has inclined that she may receive a visit, because that old Elizabeth, we have heard it, she has hid herself for 5 months because of that wonder, and many people would not understand. And now, after that time of being secluded, that she received a young visitor, that Mary, that may walk in the tender fear of the Lord, and that to me, and that becomes the wonder for the church. Because that Elizabeth, for so many years, that she was so barren, how she has cried, how she has wept among the Jewish nation, was such a disgrace. Tis true, it was all in the providence of the Lord. But now, for an Elizabeth, and not only to expect a forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ, but now to receive a visit to me, and that me, for the church of God, That is an unworthy one. That is one that has learned that they are sinners still with everything that they have experienced. Ah, to me that learn that of self we are so unthankful. Ah, that is that me that learns that need to be kept by the power of God. Ah, for a me that has to receive a true prayer from heaven, so dependent upon the work of the Holy Spirit. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord, then she was given to declare the divinity of the Son of God. Then she was given to declare her choice, that the Lord, everything related to the Lord. And in our text words, the mother of my Lord. Oh, what an illumination and what a faith. Ah, that word Lord, that means owner and possessor. The Lord has a people that makes that choice in the beginning. But ah, when it is lively, then they may renew that covenant and then they may renew that choice. And whence is this to me? That the mother of my Lord should come to me. Our forethought, the faith in this song. And then in verse 44, then she was given to declare a little of what she has experienced. That was for the confirmation of the faith of Mary and for her instruction. Because then she is given to tell what has happened. For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. The mysterious works of the work of the Holy Spirit, that John the Baptist, 6 months, in the womb, and that when the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ, when they have come in that house, that that babe has leaped in the womb, and then she has added, and blessed is she that believed, thus given to confirm what has transpired in the life of Mary. She has said in verse 38, behold the handmaid of the Lord, and blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance. That word performance, that means to come to completion. The life of the Church of God, of people that may tell what they have experienced, wonderful things, things that we cannot make ourselves, matters that we cannot give ourselves, matters that we cannot give to one another. But now concerning that performance and that completeness, and the Lord tries His work. But now for the confirmation of Mary. O Mary, let not your heart be troubled. Shall the Lord now manifest such rich things, give such a rich revelation, where the angel Gabriel has told thee that thou shalt become the mother of the Son of God, the promised Messiah. O Mary, fear not, the Lord shall fulfill His work. Blessed is she that believes, and there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. O Mary, 'tis such a mysterious way. There can be those questions, but there shall be a performance. Oh, then Elizabeth, as she had a deep impression of the attributes of the Lord. What a comfort for the unconverted congregation. How is it with the attributes of the Lord? That the Lord knows everything. Is that a comfort? Or are we not so glad that the Lord knows everything? Also of the past week, concerning the holiness of the Lord, His righteousness, is that a comfort? Do you love that righteousness? Or is that a tear? How is it with the mercy of the Lord? Do we need mercy? Or are we not so bad? His name shall be called Jesus, because He has come to save His people from their sins. Oh, when in Elizabeth, when she may say, there shall be a performance, an eye to the omnipotence that mean boys and girls, that for the Lord there is nothing impossible. We can have difficulties, impossibilities that with our mind it shall be impossible. But Elizabeth had a deep impression that what the Lord has promised He shall fulfill, because He is that Almighty God. Has already said to Mary, for with the Lord nothing is impossible. Ah, for Elizabeth, she has also experienced it. She makes speak out of experience, because she was expecting the little John the Baptist, who would become the forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, in Elizabeth, there shall be a performance based upon the truth of God. God is a God that cannot lie. Shall He say it, and shall He not do it? Oh, Mary, the Lord has spoken those words, and they shall surely be fulfilled. And Elizabeth, a deep impression that the Lord is faithful, that He shall never leave nor forsake His people, a deep impression of the wisdom of the Lord. Congregation, then in Elizabeth and Mary, when they were together and they have experienced that special communion of saints and communion with God and communion with heaven, then they had no cares. Also concerning the Roman Empire, as Caesar Augustus, whatever he would do, then they were given to trust in their mighty God, and where a son would soon be born, and where he would be that King of kings and Lord of lords. What a blessed time for an Elizabeth and a Mary. And now Mary has remained 3 months. Oh, we may believe those 3 months, they were more in heaven and then upon earth. And then John the Baptist was ready to be born. But then a Mary has left. Then we would think, for that young Mary, that she surely would have stayed a little longer did she not have a desire to rejoice with Elizabeth when that little John the Baptist would be born, that special child that had already leaped in the womb when she has entered that house of Elizabeth and Zacharias. But then she has returned. Oh, we may believe that then Mary has returned to earth. And there was still a Joseph that would have to be told, how would it go? Ah, the church learns that they need the Lord's continual help, the Lord's instruction, young and old. What a blessed company, who are our friends. I read in Psalm 119, verse 63, I am a companion of all them that fear Thee and of them that keep Thy precepts. who are our friends. Ah, when the Lord works, then we make that good choice of a Ruth with a Ruth and a Naomi. No generation gap. Ah, then the hearts flow together because they serve the same God, have the same desires, the same longings, many times the same riddles and the same questions. What a blessing when they may be a hand and a foot to one another. And for a Zacharias, a still dumb, but ah, the Lord would also remember him. There would come a time that a Zacharias would also be given to sing. Oh, many times they sing by turn. Sometime they may sing together. And for a Zacharias, then there would come a time when that child John the Baptist was circumcised, that his tongue was also loosed, and that he would be given to declare, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people." Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of wonderful things out of thy holy word, of thy people whom thou was visited, who had a desire to commune together. And then thou hast done such wonderful things, Lord. May that be experienced amongst us and our children. Thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, wilt thou remember the unconverted? Oh, wilt thou convert them today, that they may be given to experience the wonderful things of the Lord? Wilt thou remember thy children when the Advent season is coming closer to the end? Ah, may there be true Advent souls, and may thou be a wonder-doing God. Lord, remember us in the furtherance of this day. Bring under the means of grace in thy house when possible, and also to listen along in this afternoon hour. Wilt thou remember and help the brother elder? May he be carried upon the wings of prayer. Give many Aaron's and hers grand traveling mercies. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter 387, the stanzas 1, 4, 5, and 6. To God my earnest voice I raise, to God my voice imploring praise. Before his face my grief I show, and tell my trouble and my woe, and what follows. 387, 1, 4, 5, and 6. Array save the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.